This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's a little CIA Vanderbilt. The little golden boy, Anderson Cooper, making Emperor Palpatine faces while Judge Jeanine Pirro talks about the crime syndicate. It's a six-minute report. It's in the article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com that you should spread of Anderson Cooper flipping out. But this is the face more and more they make, like Strzok made. It's like a little, like a snake slithering, and they're grimacing and snapping, and this is the demon, the anti-American demon that's in these guys. And as they get called out as criminals, like Strzok did, or like Cooper is being called out, because he's involved in all this, he then starts manifesting. So we're going to roll Judge Jeanine Pirro with him and Strzok and Emperor Palpatine in the background. Radio listeners, go to Infowars.com/show to see this. Here it is.
Going quietly into the night, and 'twill be a joy to watch. Grab your popcorn, Junior Mints, or whatever makes you happy. The real show is about to begin. This will be true reality TV. No scripts, no rehearsals, just a gang of criminals pointing fingers at each other to save their own hides. A version of True Crime and the reality show Survivor. The deep state exposed. Now, I told you more than a year ago, former FBI Director James Comey was the head of his own crime family and that he ran the upper echelon of the FBI like an organized criminal enterprise. That was limited to the upper echelon. The rank and file wouldn't have tolerated this. Even Bill Barr questioned it.
The thing that's interesting about this is that this was handled at a very senior level of these departments. It wasn't handled in the ordinary way that investigations or counterintelligence activities are conducted. It was sort of an ad hoc small group, and most of these people are no longer with the FBI or the CIA or the other agencies involved.
For the last 2 years, he and his gang of McCabe and Strzok and Baker and Page, Brennan and Clapper, all riffed on how horrible President Trump was, calling him treasonous, a Russian puppet or a Russian asset. They got away with it primarily because the mainstream media was receptive to their hateful narrative. After all, these were men in high positions in our government protecting us from Russia, and they needed to be respected. When truth be told, they were selling our democracy down the river. They were skilled at their jobs, leaking information to the media to get news stories to not only poison public opinion, but to create the basis to support a bloodless coup of a candidate and later president, Donald Trump. Now, like any criminal conspiracy, the players are arrogant and they think they're above the law. But mistakes are always made. Comey tells the president-elect the dossier is unverified. He presents it to the FISA court, though, as verified when he knew the truth long before. It was unverified, and it was a political document, not an intelligence document. But he used it to spy on a presidential campaign. Yeah, I used the word spy. Deal with it. Andrew McCabe, former deputy director of the FBI, is under criminal investigation. He claims he's a victim in all of this and that his firing is a result of attacks designed to undermine him. As if anyone cares about Andrew McCabe. McCabe lies not only to the FBI, but to the Inspector General under oath. He's another leaker. It's no surprise that Attorney General Barr says he's still trying to get his arms around all of this.
I thought when I came in from the outside that all the questions that I had and many other people had that would be readily answered once I got in, but I haven't found
folks, get the article. It's on NewsWars.com and spread it. CNN's Anderson Cooper mocks Fox News host for making bizarre facial expressions, appears to be possessed by a gremlin. He is now known as the Turd Gremlin.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. They just go there.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they deem these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery services aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the Internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Now they know that you're a pack of liars, and they hate your guts forever. You're called CNN.
I am dying.
Ogden joins us at the bottom of the hour. CBS News says don't have kids or don't take care of your kids. It's bad. It can hurt your job performance. You need to be a good slave. Forget families. Forget humanity. That's all coming up. This is a post-human gloveless program. But Rob Dude put together a very powerful little four-minute piece that I shot last night on globalism. It's particularly informative for TV viewers because it has all the graphics, statistics, and facts. But this deals with the real threat and who the controllers are and the crossroads that we are all now at. Here's that report.
Remember just 4 or 5 years ago, they would have articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, saying that globalists didn't exist and that no one wanted global government. Well, as soon as Hillary lost, they came out and said, okay, global government's real, globalists are real, but they're the good guys, and everyone against globalism is a white supremacist. Wow. You know where globalism came from. It came from the Nazis. They wanted a system to counter the British Empire that was the global power at that time. The old saying was, the sun never set on the British Empire. And Hitler gave speeches. Hitler wrote articles. It was all over the news at the time that he wanted a European Union that would then dominate the globe in a form of globalism. So the term globalism actually comes from the Nazis. The modern Olympics symbols does. The VW, the highways, NASA. I mean, they definitely innovated some stuff in their power grab. And I'm not saying this is a German or Nazi conspiracy. Hell, I'm half German myself. Germans are great people. But when harnessed by evil, good people can be like horses drawing the devil's carriage. And so ideas of the Nazis and ideas of the British Empire competed with each other, and big corporations picked up those ideas, and that's modern globalism. So InfoWars is seen as the most pure strain of Americana by the globalists. I've talked to top people in Hollywood and entertainment and in media and in government, and they've said, Jones, you're seen as Americana. But they say, as beautiful as Americana is, and I'm not saying I'm beautiful, but Americana is beautiful, it stands in the way of the larger ideas of the planet and a one-world government system. Well, humans are revolting against that one-world government system and are saying they don't want to be under its hegemonic control. Their great truth that they're so sure is for us isn't for us in different countries and parts of the world. We don't want to be under their control. We don't want to carry out their vision. We want to live our own lives. And that's what InfoWars represents. And that's why they've set up a system to demonize us. They've set up a system to lie about us. They've set up a system to create this straw man of who we are. Because they understand that people don't do things for money or power at the end of the day. They do it because of narratives. They do it because of culture. They do it because of ethos and what they stand for. Oh, some people may sell out for money, but people that really count do it for ideology. And the system knows that I'm trying to reboot, that you're trying to reboot, a system that competes with the British Empire. The British Empire called it the American system. 200 years ago, they said our system of empire will fail in competition with this. Hitler said the same thing. The truth is, our system was the best and the greatest because it empowered individuals. And now it's fighting the very same systems of tyranny today. Join us at InfoWars.com. Join the human community and spread the word against the censorship. And know we will prevail as we've done in the past.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
I think that's a very powerful straight talk. I don't even know what we should call that four-minute piece, but I'm going to have Do and the crew post it the next 20 minutes to InfoWars.com. And hopefully we'll get it out there. a breakdown like that would get, you know, 20 million views years ago on YouTube till they shadow banned us. Then it would get a 500,000 views. We were shadow banned. And now, of course, no views. But I just want to reach people. I just want a future. And you look at it all, the globalists say, yes, we don't like humans. Humans are bad. We're sabotaging the human community. They've gone from denying that and everything I talk about in Endgame, a 12-year-old film, to now just admitting everything in our face. And that's because they know they can't hide it anymore. So instead, they want to just demoralize us. But I don't see that happening. I don't see them being successful. Okay, we have unbelievably important developments dealing with the trade war with China. Trump is winning. We are winning. I'm going to break that down when we come back. And we'll also look at European officials having to step down as they get caught working with the Islamic invasion. Big news on that front. And then Lord Monckton joins us. And then we have a lot of news. I told you a month ago they were trying to legalize Soylent Green in America. Washington just legalized eating people. That's right. We'll tell you about that coming up. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. see how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The best.
The West is the best. The West is the best.
And it's going to do the rest. And that's what the globalists.
It won't do the rest.
I want to take it down. Thank you, Jim, for bringing us in. The killer awoke before dawn. Put his boots on. And then he walked on down the hall. Down the hall of life. Down the hall of destiny. Past all those busts. All those that already came. Lord Moncton's joining us, one of the most important people fighting the globalist carbon tax. We're beginning into the elections in Europe, the incredible tyranny, and more with him. And I've got news overwhelmingly insane. Did you know that there are massive amounts of colleges that are not black colleges, but that are colleges that have black-only graduation ceremonies? That's the kind of stuff I got in my stack. You could talk all day about that, what that means. By the way, I think if people want to do that, they have a right to do it. But if you try to set up a whites-only organization, they try to make it illegal. They try to say it's racist. There's even been moves to shut down Celtic or Celtic events or whatever, because you can't celebrate that. Again, that's not the blacks that want that. That's the establishment that wants to divide and conquer. Here's another one. Washington becomes first state to allow human composting. Bury me beneath the old apple tree so that I might touch thy lips again. Except the average human carries the largest bio-waste per pound of any animal on earth, and is incredibly toxic. You ever been to the hardware store? You ever been to the Home Depot or wherever, and you go to get fertilizer for your yard, and it says not for food production, not for vegetables, not for any plants consumed by humans? Because a lot of fertilizer is toxic waste from mines in the country. And then they dump it on the plants, and it's sent as runoff. But if you take humans, whose biomass of heavy metal and toxins and drugs, and then you chop them up and you ground them up and you mix them in to dirt, and then you sell it so that it's put on crops, how evil and sick and disrespectful is that? It's one thing if you want to get buried in a pine box. Or it's another thing if you can, you know, go out west and you're Native American and you got a tribe out there and they'll let you get laid out up there on a platform and you rot in the sun. Buzzards come over and have dinner, fine with me. But the left said a decade ago or more that they want to make you be composted. And they want to make people grow crops on it as a part of defiling everyone, debasing human life. It's all about seeing what they can get away with over and over and over and over. And I haven't even gotten to this yet, but I'll get to it next hour when Millie Weaver is in studio with us in beautiful video that she let us shoot of her three-month-old daughter, who they just love to be able to vaccinate into oblivion. But disconnecting to spend time with your kids could sabotage your career, so don't spend time with your children. CBS News. You can't make up how evil these people are. And their whole agenda that's been gestating, growing in our guts in the universities, has now blown out both ends. As the universities vomit out their poison and crap out their poison upon us and bleed out. It's coming out of their eyeballs. Just bleh, our birth is here. Bleh, kill babies. Bleh, open the borders. Bleh, bankruptcy. Bleh. Death equals death. Devil equals death. Their little slogan there at Skull and Bones. So what is this cultural phenomenon in history when societies go insane and when civilizations commit suicide? Lord Monckton's not just former chief advisor to people in the British government like Margaret Thatcher, or an inventor, or the top guy exposing the carbon tax fraud, but he's quite a historian. I'm going to ask him that question too. What is this madness that we see in the Nazis or the Soviets or the French Revolution or what's now upon the West? What is it? And can it be stopped? We'll talk about that next segment with him and so much more on the trade deal that Trump's winning. A third of American companies in China will cancel or delay investments. Even more are considering leaving. That's a big article in the Daily Caller with a big international business survey. And what's that mean? It means everything was tilted to where you could only do business in China, that no one could compete with China. But just a year into this trade war, that, yeah, we're going to have some pain. That's the cost of being free, at least the cost of at least living on our knees instead of our bellies. I mean, Trump's just trying to get us off our bellies right now. Got to learn to crawl first, right, before we walk. But just that climate already has it all flooding back to the United States and other countries, which have better standards of living, which pay people 10, 15 times what a Chinese slave labor is paid. But we have to invest in America. We have to invest in the West. We have to invest in ourselves. Just like you have to invest in this broadcast, and I thank you for doing so. But where are you going to find an operation or a company or a news organization that's had this big a devastating attacks on the globalist? That's why they attack us, so people go, oh, that's too controversial. We better not repeat what he says, because what we're saying is the truth and is successful in the fight against them. So we have the Memorial Day special running with the biggest specials ever on some products, like Myco ZX, the next level probiotic that knocks out the mold, Candida, all that other garbage that's so critical right now. 60% off. ExtendaWise for your heart and cardiovascular system, all the key herbs and compounds known for that. Super strong, super affordable. That's 60% off. The new 8-pack Power Stack. That's our newest product. I'm not going to belabor it. It's amazing. That's 50% off out of the gates. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 50% out of the gates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% out of the gates. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. Super Mel Vitality, 50% off. 40% off Turbo Force and our protein bars that are now back in stock. So shop with the good guys. Fund the InfoWar. Change the world before the cashless society is in place. Thank you all for your support. We cannot and would not be able to do it without you. All right. Straight to the EU elections that affect the entire world. Straight ahead with Lord Monckton.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Just into CNN, Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platforms. Among them, right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, as well as his media outlet, InfoWars.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
Yes, now Facebook is going to be banning Alex Jones and InfoWars from not only their main platform, Facebook, but also from Instagram.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why is there this unprecedented feeding frenzy happening when it comes to InfoWars and yours truly? Why is there this pylon? Well, it's not because Trump is the InfoWars presidency. No. It's because Trump is trying to execute the Americana presidency. He's trying to reboot it. And yes, it's true. InfoWars and my syndicated radio and TV show and our internet reach, literally thanks to you, you're 90% of it. You have relaunched a global populist movement. And the establishment thinks if they can destroy me and my name, they can discredit the liberty movement, the populist movement. That's not going to happen. but I will be honest with you. Selfishly, I would like to continue this operation, and I'd like to continue to keep our crew members employed. And I would like to stay in the fight and keep taking the globalist on and hopefully contribute meaningfully again in the future. I understand that just to have the success we've had relaunching Americana and Liberty Worldwide, once in a lifetime, that was hitting the lottery culturally, politically, spiritually. I'm very thankful to God. I'm not bitching. I'm not a victim. I'm not a loser. I signed on to this. I knew the dangers. I just want to stay in the fight. It's like saying to the coach, Coach, please put me into the game, and I'll do a great job. I don't want to use a parallel to the greatest player of all time in the NFL, a certain quarterback with the New England Patriots. But, you know, he could barely get put in college. And even when he finally was put in and did nothing but win, they still weren't sure about him. That's football. When it comes to Americana and anti-globalism, InfoWars as an operation is the greatest player of all time. It's not me. It's all of us together. And the globalists recognize that, and they want to keep us out of the game. So please, for yourself, for myself, for everybody, I don't want them to be successful shutting us down. I don't want them to be successful having them take us off the air. You can stop their deplatforming with text messages, with emails, with word of mouth. It makes them so angry because they can't silence you. The fact that you're resisting them and winning. And they can't stop you supporting the broadcast financially, which so many of you have done. But please, we have the best supplements. We have great t-shirts. We have great books. We have great films. We have great products, thousands of them. And if you'll just go check out the air filtration, the water filtration, all good things you need, and buy some of the products and try them out, that will change the world. I am in your hands, and you are in your hands. We'll hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com today, and please continue to support the InfoWar. Thank you.
All right. He's in the middle of a political conference. We've got him for this segment, the next, Lord Monckton, Christopher Monckton, whatsupwiththat.com. The leading fighter of the whole globalist carbon tax, top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, I'll go over his whole bio, and the historic moment we're at. I predicted years ago that Brexit would pass, that they would ignore it, but that would cause an even bigger resistance. People shouldn't be demoralized. Well, now it's happened, but now the left isn't just throwing milkshakes, they're throwing bricks at people. They used to beat up or try to beat up Monckton years ago. It's gone into insane overdrive, but there was a headline in Reuters yesterday, EU elite worried about populism. They warn it's taking over. So we've got the Brexit movement. We've got UKIP. We've got all this surging with Nigel Farage and others. And Lord Monckton joins us. Lord Monckton, thanks for giving us an update on this amazing fight against globalism right there in Europe.
Well, Alex, it's wonderful to hear you. And talking of another comeback kid, you've come back fighting, notwithstanding Google and YouTube trying to shut you up. Well, Nigel Farage is now another comeback kid. Only 5.5 weeks ago, he founded the Brexit Party. I was one of the first people to get in touch and say, well done, mate. And I was with him last night and with my old friend, President Václav Klaus, formerly of the Czech Republic, and Anne Widdecombe, who used to represent my parents' constituency in Maidstone for the Conservative Party. She has now left the Conservative Party, joined the Brexit Party, as at least 150,000 other people have done. It's growing all the time. Within weeks, it's now being funded almost exclusively by little donations from ordinary folk who are fed up to the back teeth with the political establishment desperate to prevent the ghastly refusal of they're just refusing to allow us to just leave the European Union. What we all want to do is to leave it, say bye-bye. We'll trade with them on World Trade Organization terms, which means the tariffs on most goods are not going to be much more than 1% on average, and food and agriculture a bit more, but we can adjust those with subsidies to keep everybody happy. And it's perfectly possible to do this. The EU doesn't want us to because they want our taxpayers' cash, and our taxpayers taxpayers are fed up with giving it to them. Now, that rally last night here in London, the final rally before the vote on the EU elections, which we're having to take part in because we're still in the EU for the time being, it was a triumph. First of all, Anne Widdecombe spoke, and she spoke more brilliantly than I've ever heard her speak before. She's come back out of retirement at the age of 70-plus and was firing on all cylinders. Then we had Václav Klaus in a moving and very charming speech saying how much it personally meant to him, having lived in under tyranny of communism in his own country until they broke free and he became the president of it, to see that Britain, and Britain virtually alone in Europe, is fighting against the bureaucratic re-establishment of totalitarianism by the communist left via the European Union. So this is a very great moment for all of us, and at the moment, the hot news from number 10, which I get from people who are connected there, is that Theresa May is not at the moment taking phone calls. It means that some kind of a statement that's rather urgent is being drafted. There have been some suggestions, which are not being confirmed by Downing Street officially, that she's on the verge of resigning. Well, if she is, then it's breaking news, and you heard it here first. And what's more, it'll be good riddance, because she has, right from the start, deliberately tried to prevent Brexit. And I'm going to come over to the United States, and I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. on the 25th of July this year at the 13thHeartland.org Climate Conference. So if you want to meet me there and listen to some wonderful talks on this climate nonsense, then be there. I will also be briefing congressmen and senators on the progress of...
Well, by the way, Lord Monckton, I'm going to come to that event. I want to come to that because I'm going to D.C. more and more to get briefings of folks and get briefings. So I want to see you again there. We'll get to that next
really
segment. But
we
sir,
can broadcast from there.
We'll do it. But the epicness of this, I don't think the historicness of this has been clear. It's the reason I'm interrupting. We're about to go to break. In 6 weeks or 5.5 weeks, Nigel Farage launches a party that Gallup and others are saying is set to win 45% of seats in a parliamentary run. Regardless if that happens or not, I don't think in the history of Democratic voting we've ever seen a party come from nowhere like this. I think this signifies the explosive nature of Europe and the UK wanting independence.
This is absolutely right. When people use the word populism, what they mean is they don't like democracy, so they try to give it a rude name. The fact is that what Nigel Farage said last night, it was an electrifying conference. There were 4,000 people jammed into a room where there were only 3,000 seats. They were standing all around, they were sitting on the floor, they were climbing up the platform, they were absolutely everywhere. And the mood was nothing like any political rally I've ever been to in this country. People are really fed up with what's happened. They're really excited that Nigel Farage has taken...
Well, stay right there. But I predicted this 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I said, when they don't let you have Brexit, it'll be more explosive. It's happening.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Unbolt the tires on his car. The French government found that people were trying to kill Farage. He was in a mysterious plane accident. And then he stepped back 3 years ago and said, if you'll do the Brexit, like we said, I'll get out of politics. Well, they didn't. And so he came back, founded a new party 6 weeks ago, and is set in parliamentary elections in the whole EU system to win. This is so historic. This is so big. There's even the New York Times saying how Farage's Brexit party is crushing its opponents. And I know there's some fighting between UKIP and Farage, but the point is they're all nationalist. They're all against the EU. And everybody I talk to in England says, oh, we're so down that they ignored us. And, you know, we thought that we had a vote. Well, that only made you madder. And I think that is what we're seeing now. So there's the New Yorker, the alarming return of Nigel Farage. This is just unbelievable, and it shows people want out of this unelected EU. Meanwhile, Dutch asylum minister resigns after hiding number of refugees committing major crimes. This alliance of the left with radical Islam, Lord Monckton, I think has ignited an awakening in the people of Europe, and I don't think there's any putting the genie back in the bottle. Am I wrong, and how historic is this? And as a historian, what course do you see this running?
Divide in politics. And this was first meditated upon thousands of years ago by the philosophers of early imperial China, was between the libertarians, that they called them the Confucians, and the totalitarians, that's the hard left, the extremists who want to centralize everything. They called them the legalists. That is the fundamental division that has now come to the fore in British politics, because the entire establishment is now siding with the totalitarian left, with the Muslim extremists, with the communists in the current Labour Party leadership, and against, and more and more openly and visibly against and contemptuous of the ordinary people, the voters, the taxpayers who pay for these wretches. And what is now happening is that Nigel Farage has stood up and said, if the Conservative Party will no longer speak for democracy, if it will no longer honour the largest vote for any given thing in the entire history of Britain, which was a vote to leave the European Union, if it will stand in the way of democracy and spit on it, if the so-called elected parliament, the mother of parliaments, is now the mother of totalitarianism, then we are going to change it. We're going to throw out the people who are there now and put in people who believe in democracy. And what is interesting about meeting, I met quite a lot of the candidates for the Brexit Party last night at Nigel Farage's reception just before the great rally here at Kensington Olympia in London. And these are people of a quality and a standard that is a great deal higher than the average that we now have among the grey totalitarians on all sides in Parliament. So a revolution is coming, and it's a revolution that will not be done by violence as the left do it, but by the ballot box as those who believe in democracy do it. So yes, if they want to call us populists, they can call us populists. What we call ourselves is people who believe in the people and the right of the people to decide by their vote in a ballot box what happens to their country.
And Lord Monckton, yeah. By the way, they act like it's a dirty word to say populist. Populist means the people. So what's wrong with the movement of the people?
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it at all, except that if you're a totalitarian, the one thing you fear is the people, because you want to lord it over them. You want to rule them. And that's why, and this is another event I want to just talk about briefly, I am coming to the United States, and on July the 28th to August the 3rd in the Berkshire Mountains at Pittsfield, Massachusetts, there will be a Christian summer camp for kids aged 10 to 20 and their parents and anybody else who wants to come. And I will be speaking there about the European question and about the differences between the European tyranny by Clark and its essentially Soviet constitution on the one hand, and the American constitution, which is a constitution for democracy and liberty and, of course, populism on the other. And so that will be something which, if you and your kids want to come, you go on to campconstitution.net, campconstitution.net, and make sure you book in. And Alex, I want to see you there too. And then we'll go from the Heartland Conference to the Camp Constitution Conference, and you can do both of them. You'll find a lot of friends and supporters in both places.
Let me ask you this, Lord Monckton. You were on my show, I think, the first time 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You predicted the breakup of the EU. You predicted the carbon tax would fail. But you predicted they would strike back with violence. You laid it all out. We've got to find those old interviews. They deleted off YouTube. You're a futurist, not just an inventor and a scientist. So give us your long-term, short-term, but also mid-term, long-term forecast, just briefly, a gestalt of what you think's coming, as you've been prescient in your predictions.
Right. Well, I've just come back from Berlin, where I addressed the German parliament on the nonsense that is global warming, and found a very surprisingly friendly reception. I think they're heartily fed up with the communists having driven them, or the red peace, as they call Greenpeace, having driven them into this energy thing that they do.
And tens of billions of fines on Volkswagen and Audi and all of it.
All of that sort of thing, and all the manufacturers have been fiddling their computers so as to pass the emissions tests, and the only one that got caught was Volkswagen. But I used to ride motorbikes from Italy years ago, and they've been doing it for decades, because everybody is heartily fed up with all this global warming rubbish. The world will warm at a rate of about 1 Celsius this century, half a Celsius next century, and that'll be it. The fossil fuels will have run out by then. So all of this nonsense is completely unnecessary, but again, it's the totalitarians. They simply want to show who's boss, and you mentioned quite rightly the way that they tend to side with other totalitarians. So you now have the communist left getting together with the Islamic left, because they're all totalitarians. They all don't believe in democracy. They all hate democracy. They hate the people. And so now they're banding together increasingly, and our Labour Party here in the country is getting millions of pounds from Arab interests, and it's illegal donations, I may say. And that is why Jeremy Corbyn won't come out and stop the anti-Semitism in his party, because every time he's accused of anti-Semitism, another fat check arrives from the Arab world. So this is a very dangerous moment where we're getting increasing interference in our policy, in our politics, from totalitarian forces outside our countries. And we have to be vigilant, and we have to make sure that our security services are vigilant in identifying the flows of money into the political parties from undesirable totalitarian elements overseas, whether it be communist China, whether it be Huawei messing around to get contracts.
That was my next point. That was talking about prescient. Well, you see with Trump the instinct to fight China and the fact they've had just a naked hand, a free hand. The fact that you see all these ministers having to resign, covering up Islamic terror and criminal activity. It seems that Europe is really beginning to wake up, not just in the population, but in governments itself, that the real revolution may be happening there.
And a very interesting problem arises, because how do we make sure that we face this hatred which the left directs at the peoples of the free world, and that the Muslims direct at the peoples of the free world? How do we face this hatred with love? Because we are Christians. It's not for us to fight back using violence. We've got to fight back using the weapons the Lord of Life gave us, which is simply to be unrelentingly loving, unrelentingly kind to them, but not let our guard down. And this is the big problem, that in the West we have become lazy. We thought, right, communism has gone, we can all have a sigh of relief, not realizing that communism was working away underneath. They took over the universities, they took over the teacher training colleges. That's how they managed to radicalize all the primary, even the primary schools now taught communism, and they're not taught how many people communism killed. So when they get to university, they're already radicalized, they're already hard left. And although younger people are always a bit more to the left than older people, the fact is that now in the universities in Britain, as in the United States, there is a kind of hatred and extremism on the left, which is viciously intolerant of any alternative point of view. And just as you have been pushed off YouTube and pushed off Google and pushed off Yahoo and pushed off all the places where you used to be able to reach. So if you try to go to a university now and speak anything other than the latest left-wing party line, the latest communist party line, whether on climate or homosexuality or Europe, it doesn't matter what the subject is, they will say, because they know they would lose if they had to debate you, they just say, we won't debate you, we won't even let you come. They call it no platforming. And this is increasingly how the hard left operate. And what we're going to have to do, what we are already planning to do with the Brexit Party, is to introduce a freedom law which will once again restore the right of freedom of speech, which despite
Armando, your stay there. We're going to do five more minutes.
Away,
we got to go to break. Five more minutes on the other side. Solutions with Lord Monckton. When we take the governments back, what we're going to do, like he's already alluding to it, we're not going to act like them. We're not going to ban their speech. We're just going to legalize speech again. The problem is they are going to launch terror attacks. So I agree, no offensive violence, but defense we must have. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.